On mute? Y'all crazy. Y'all let me just be on mute the whole time? Oh yeah, my teeth are blue.
Oh God.
My bad.
Let's okay. do this.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, I don't even know what that is. Lonely. I don't know that. I don't know what noise that is. I do it on my lonely. When you on top, top. It get lonely. It's on me. I got a plan. It's on me. I got my fans. It's on me. I got my guns. It's on me. I got my cash. It's on me. I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me. It's on me. I got a plan. It's on me. I got my fans. It's on me. I got my guns. It's man, on me. Oh man. It's on me. I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me. I hit shorty in the whip. She yelling Doug Live. Yeah. That's the shit that I
want
to
talk about.
I came fast that night.
Like I was eating like out of smoke. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? It's Mental Health Mondays. Want to get back into Mental Health Mondays. We haven't done that in quite some time. Got a couple topics. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Today we'll be talking about Paris Hilton and her baby. The Aces won again. DJ Envy and Caesar. We got to get into this. This is fucking hilarious. Kanye and Ty Dolla are talking about a multi-stadium listening party, which is fucking amazing. The second largest Hindu temple opened in New Jersey. How long is it too long to hold a grudge? I want to know. And what does it mean to be wealthy today? And do you know what the I'm not a robot button does at the end of the or at the beginning when you're logging in and they're checking if you're not a robot? Do you really know what that's for? This article is interesting because I'm not sure if it's all the way because I was told something different and we covered it before, but hey, it's covered again. Let's definitely get into this. We'll get into this. Mental Health Mondays and then knock this out. It's Monday. Hey. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome. We've got another exciting lineup for you tonight, featuring the latest news and intriguing decisions from the Aces. Impressive victory. Shout out to the Las Vegas Aces. I mean, I know it's the intro. I know. Do a lot of star-studded affairs with Kanye West and Ty Dolla's multi-stadium listening party, which is so fucking amazing. And the grand opening of the second largest Hindu temple in New Jersey. We'll keep you informed and entertained, but not all that glitz is glamour. We'll also dive deeper into topics, exploring the concepts of holding grudges and the and the ever-evolving meaning of wealth today. What does it mean to be wealthy? What does it mean to be rich? Let's put a number to it. Let's stop the speculation. Let's see where it lands today. I have a number in mind, and I think, yeah, we'll talk about it, but I think I have a pretty decent number in mind. But anyway, we'll also decode the mysterious I am not a robot button. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And it again, Mental Health Mondays. We haven't covered Mental Health Mondays because we're doing the show so late. It just feels like I'm rushing it. But you know, Mondays is always a good time to reflect. I guess it's just always good to take care of yourself. That's always a must. When do you stop taking care of others to take care of yourself? And then that means different things for different people. I guess one's money means nothing to others. It's funny how, you know, being a man, like that definition is so fucking, it's so stupid, right? Because my money is your money. My time is your time. My everything is your everything. But it's not equal. It never will be. Like, just in principle, it can't be. I never want you to provide for me in that fashion, but I do not want to see selfishness in a time of selflessness, if that makes sense. And it's not even a money issue. It's just like, it's more of a, what are we doing? Where are we, what's the goal? Or do we not have a goal? And it's just like, whatever. I don't know. I like to know where things are so that I don't play myself. Another thing is, I don't want to find myself spending exorbitant amounts of money thinking that I'm doing the right thing, putting myself in a hole, knowing that a recession is coming, knowing that hard times are coming, and I don't really feel like being dead fucking broke and not happy for it and then not even like no resolve from it. And that's the problem with the fucking holidays. That the holidays to me is very one-sided. I don't understand where I stand in the holiday spirit. I don't get it. You know, I keep on trying to find myself trying to do normal things. I really do. I do not find shows like watching people do music in large crowds. I do not find that entertaining. I yearn to be on stage still. There's no time in my mind where I look at like a festival and I go, I wish I was in that crowd. I don't find value in buying tickets to be in the nosebleeds. Like if I can't have the full experience, I don't want it. I just don't feel that's for me. That's a robbery. It takes a lot to make money. It's not easy to make money. It's really hard to make money. And when you're not getting your value for your money, it starts to make you bitter. And I'm very bitter. I've been bitter for a couple of months because I feel like I'm spending absorbent amounts of money on so much shit. And it's just, I'm not seeing anything for it. Gas kind of like tapered down, but everything else is still expensive as fuck and it's not going away. I'm very confused. And again, I just don't want to be rocked to sleep. How dumb would I look to spend all my money and make a holiday seem magical and mystical and then just come to find out January hits and we dead ass on our face. Man, the City Girls put out an album that's supposed to slate to sell 6,000 to 8,000 copies. My last album did pretty decent. That was back in 2016 or 2017. Watching the numbers, this makes me, one, want to come back and do music. And this is the numbers that I honestly always thought that they were. I never believed the inflated label numbers for half the music that's out there. And all the recent numbers make so much more sense. Outside of Drake, all the numbers make so much more sense. The City Girls selling 9,000 copies is exactly where I think they would be. I'm not even kidding. They're not making platinum albums. That's not a thing. I really think it'd be a good time for artists that have fan bases that maybe haven't done music in a little while to put together some music. I know I'm trying. I need to do something. Again, I want to go to shows, but like I would rather go watch like, I don't know, like something intimate, something with like 400 or 500 people that costs a lot of money, something that I know I'm going to have a great time, maybe a meet and greet or something. Like I want to go all out, but that's me on the floor. You know, it's going to cost a lot of money to do. And because things ain't 1,000, I can't even put that in my brain because it's not going to be a good time for me. I don't want to do things halfway. That shit's corny. But I definitely want to put out some music and I want to do some shows. I want to get back out. I think I need to. Again, I feel like I'm being rocked to sleep. I'm just being honest. I feel like I'm just going to wake up one day and it's all going to be gone. And I'm going to be sitting here going, oh, what happened? I just can't let that happen to myself. I refuse to allow that shit to happen. So with Mental Health Mondays and the holidays, again, rest in peace, my Uncle Lefty. I heard his burial was beautiful. I don't like funerals. I don't care for that. That shit to me is bullshit. Sorry. You know, I asked my mom for tickets to the Sphere. I was like, hey, you want to buy me and the family some tickets to the Sphere? Because I thought that'd just be like a nice gesture. I haven't seen this lady in like 6 months. Hey, we can go do a thing. You want to pay for it though? Like, you know, it's a nice gesture. You know what I'm saying? Like, aren't grandparents supposed to like take care of their grandkids? It's crazy. A person that has like no responsibilities in their life and they have the nerve to try and like, as opposed to be like, yeah, let's go have a great time. They just want to like try to talk shit to you. But you made a mistake. You tried that in my house. So you got told to get the fuck on. Don't disrespect me in my home. Like these holiday seasons really let a lot of people around me that don't need to be around me. And if you don't understand, you don't need to be around me. I'll let you know real quick and get the fuck up out of my house. I'm not playing with you. If you think that buying tickets for your son and his family to go see a show with you is an outrageous question or that's, you feel offended, just say you're broke. I'm okay with that. Don't be mean and be rude and talk shit to me. I don't care. You could have said no, but that wasn't what you said. Oh, the family. You know, the real problem is that it takes so much money to disappear and get away. And then I can't because this is what I do. So even if I really did want to disappear and get away, I can't. Oh, man, fucking can't. But anyway, that's that. Shout out to the Aces. Shout out to the Las Vegas Aces. Back-to-back champions. Congratulations to the ladies of Las Vegas. The Aces are a spectacular team. They were bought by the owner of the Raiders, so that guy's on cloud 10 because he's never seen winning before. Those girls are amazing. Shout out to them. They make the fucking city look great. They're awesome. Excuse me. They're awesome. Thank you to them. DJ Envy and Cesar Peña. Why haven't I covered this? Because I was in real estate. And when I got into real estate, I realized that, one, it's not that hard to be a real estate agent. All you have to do is pass the test. I said that. There's really no weeding out of good or bad people. There's a lot of rigmarole, and if you have money, you can make it. And to be honest with you, people say, oh, you don't have to be a millionaire to be in real estate. You don't. You can be broke in real estate, but know that you have to have a job. Like, no matter what nobody says, when you get into real estate, most realtors have a job. I know realtors that were fighting to keep their day jobs as opposed to being realtors. During COVID, a lot of bars and casinos were giving people priority tickets. People were fighting over their priority tickets as bartenders because they make more money doing that than being realtors. Every realtor I met had a second job. It was odd to me. It's not that successful. Not everybody can make money in it. And it's actually very dog eat dog, no matter what people think. And you do too much work for little money. Nothing's changed in real estate in over 100 years. The rules on how you can market and promote real estate, to me, were too much. That's why I didn't do videos. That's why you never seen me cover things like that, because we just couldn't get around all the the company that I was working for, the brokerage, they wanted their name, their everything all over anything I did with real estate, even if it was just open houses and me promoting on social media. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to promote houses on social media. I see people do it all the time and nobody says shit. But when you become a licensed realtor, you have to abide by the laws. Now, you don't have to be a realtor to sell a house. You don't have to be a realtor to buy a house. You only have to do that if you want to help someone sell and buy a house. But in reality, you don't need to do that shit to buy a house. You can hire a realtor for less headache than what it takes to become a realtor. I promise you. DJ Envy has put such a bad name on real estate, and it's hard because you know he wanted to do something good, but he's dealing with idiots. Real estate is not a game where people can gain massive amounts of money in that fashion. What Cesar Peña was actually trying to do was what a lot of the giant companies like Blackstone do, because they have the money to burn. So these companies will go in and buy massive amounts of real estate, and then they'll split up these portfolios. And what they're able to do is take control of a city. They can run prices up, run prices down. Cesar was trying to make it seem that every property he bought, he was going to be able to flip for over 30%. There's no guarantee in real estate. Nobody predicted what was going to happen during COVID. After COVID, it's still been a mess. With as high as interest rates are, it's real hard for anybody to really make crazy money in real estate in that fashion, because you're getting cracked over your fucking head for the amount of money you're spending. Your amount of debt to the amount of money that you're making is kind of balanced out. So the numbers are higher, but you're pretty much making the same basic amount of shit. And again, that's not even real estate, though. That's for the real estate investors out there. The idea that DJ Envy and Peña thought that they were going to offer people 30% back on real estate investment is crazy. That dude weighs like 400 pounds. I came in here and said, y'all got into it with this dude on TikTok because he posted a video talking about buying a fucking building for $40 million. And I said, how the fuck does one get $40 million in anything? Like, do you know how long it's going to take to build that reputation with the bank to borrow $40 million? And he was like, nah, all you got to do is just, he started yapping about a bunch of bullshit. I'm like, hey, dog, if you're able to pull $40 million and you look like that, I wouldn't trust you with two nickels. You are fat. You're not taking care of yourself. I'm fat, but I'm doing something about it. Like, what are you doing? It doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't be able to get $40 million and not run a goddamn mile. Do you know what that amount of money, the bank might not even let you borrow it because you could die of cholesterol? Like, stupid asthma. At certain amounts of money, it's more than just your credit and, like, the things that you have. It's deeper than that. Trust me. Like, I've seen the shit. They want to see physicals, and they want to know who's who and what's what. You're not just borrowing that much money. So if that dude really had that much money, if he even touched 40 or 50 million, that's amazing. How they got away with it? Lying to a bunch of people that actually needed real help. Here's the funny thing, and I want people to take this in stride. Latinos are what every other person has a house, right? So, all right. So one out of two people own a home in the Latin community. So every other Latin family in America owns a home. So the fact that DJ Envy was able to take advantage of black and Spanish people is beyond me, because the rate of Spanish people owning homes is much higher than that of any other race in America, or nationality. I don't even know if we're in, well, Latinos in general, it's just a lot of us. But Spanish folks is rocking this shit. Don't let DJ Envy fool you. You can become a great big investor, and it doesn't take much. You know, people forget that you just need a certain goal. With probably 16 doors, you can live an amazing life. I got tired of talking about how many doors we got because people stop paying rent. There's ups and downs to it. The ups are always better than the downs. If you have a property that's cashed out, I always recommend taking your money. Always have your money. Take the money now. Never take payments. It's not worth it. Take everything up front. Trust me. Run with that shit too. Don't just sit on it. But it's a shame what they've done. They make real estate look bad, and then they're able to sit there and just pretend that what they did wasn't wrong. It was. Envy was wrong for platforming that fat idiot, and that fat idiot was wrong for robbing people, and that's that. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign are going to do a stadium listening tour. There was a group of artists who I will not name that had to cancel their stadium tours. Four of them. They canceled their tour because nobody came. Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign are doing a listening party at a fucking stadium, and I think it'll sell out like the last ones. That's the power of Kanye West. The second largest, is that a story that we covered? Hold on. I'm not even sure if I covered it. We did. All right, let's get into these stories. This is definitely important. It's the news. And my tongue is still blue. But this is where you come for the news. All right. Now listen, I don't know about you, but when I heard that the largest Hindu temple was built in New Jersey, I was kind of blown away. New Jersey seems to have like this really large construction like aura about it. For example, Netflix bought the giant studio. It was like 1 million square feet. Like, that's crazy big. Now this is ginormous from CNN. After 12 years of construction, they BAPS, and I'm so sorry if I pronounced this wrong, Swaminarayan, I'm so sorry. The temple is complete. I don't want to mispronounce that. Please accept my apologies. I'm not a good reader at all. And phonically, I can't even put that shit together because I'm not good at that. The temple spans more than 180 acres and boasts 10,000 statues and the largest elliptical dome ever constructed from stone. So, my bad. I saw like a lint. So, this was built by volunteers. Thousands and thousands of volunteers for the past 12 years. This giant, it looks like its own world. It doesn't even look real. I can't believe that this is a thing. I'm not even a part of that religion, but I would like to see it. Am I allowed to? Can I take a look at this thing? Can I get an invite? Fly me out. I'm down to check it out. I think that'll be dope. I think it'd be dope to go check that out. I'm supposed to tour all types of shit too. We never did. Next story. Stories out of TMZ. And how long is it too long to hold a grudge? Well, this woman says she spent the past 15 years getting payback for a man who spit on her and her long, and her, excuse me. This man who spit on her and her friend a long, long time ago. This lady's petty, beyond petty. She did everything from spoiling shows to torpedoing his wedding. The TikToker Lydia Soul Heard says that it all started a decade and a half ago at a comedy show where one of her friends accidentally spilled the drink on a guy, claiming that he called her a stupid fat biscuit and spit on her for additional bad measure. Linda was all outraged. She found his Facebook page, and after digging and discovering his favorite shows were Walking Dead and Breaking Bad. Those are the two shows you never spoil, right? This is where I kick in. She created fake pages to spoil his favorite shows. She went so far as to ruin this man's wedding. She went so far as to ruin this man's life because of something that happened at a comedy show. But to think that she made fake Facebook pages and spoiler alerted his page, spam ruined the episodes for him. Hey, listen, if he called you a fat biscuit and spit on you, hey, make fun of him all you want. But that's disgusting. In 2023, what does it take to say that you're wealthy? If you ask me, I've said it's going to, honestly, I think it's like 3.5, maybe 3.4 million, making about 375 a year. That's what I would say is a wealthy person today. 375 a year, you probably have $500,000, you know, Rolls Royce Cullinan. You're probably living in a $3.5 to $4 million house. You probably got, $3.5 to $4 million in cars. Yeah, Anyway, USA Today, what does it take to be wealthy in 2023? $1 million in the bank, $2 million? How about a salary in the high six figures? In different ways, the average American family feels both wealthier and poorer, more now than a few years ago. It has been odd, right? You're making more money, but you're blowing it on nothing. Median household wealth hit $192,900 last year. That's up 37% since 2019, and that's the largest jump in the history for the Federal Reserve. Surveys of, man, bro, a 37% increase in home. I want to know if that's like regional or if that's overall across the board. Where the fuck was there a 37% increase since 2019? Has it really? Inflation has also hit a 40-year high in 2022 and in 2023. So interest rates are surging, and it's the steepest market that we've seen in 22 years. Developments that left everyone pause, feeling a bit lighter. What? Developments that left everyone... Oh, everyone's purse feeling a bit lighter. Yeah, well, listen, houses right now don't even cost more. They're just taxing you out of the fucking amounts. If you're getting a flex, or if you did get a flex, or a variable rate, they're hitting, and not in a good way. So a lot of people are going through it. Them foreclosures are popping up left and right. Many Americans still strive for that first million yet, thanks to inflation. An item that cost $1 million in 2019 will cost you $1.2 million today. Ouch. That's crazy because cars are dropping at like 10 to 20% like that. They were showing that Lexus. It dropped 10,000 year over year. No, the BMW is 10,000 year over year. $100,000 car is now going for 60. And nobody's looking to buy it. That shit will be $55,000 off the lot pretty soon. In a recent survey of 2,000 Americans, a personal finance site, LendingTree, 59% that is LendingTree really like the way LendingTree is a great company. Here's the problem with LendingTree: they're a big box company that I bet their numbers all come from California, New York. 59% said that they do not believe they will be ever become wealthy. And here are, they gave you five reasons as to what wealth would look like. I don't believe it. What do you think wealth looks like? How much is a decent salary? Is it a six-figure amount? Is it going to be the $2 to $3 million sitting in the bank? Is it the $2 to $3 million lifestyle? Now, remember, living in a $500,000 house and making $70 to $80 million a year isn't bad. You're not a multimillionaire, but you're living pretty good. Now, if you're making over 100 grand a year, you should be living spectacularly well. $120, I think, is solid. Even for a young couple, $120. You want to be in the $140, $150s, and you're living large. As much as cars cost, at least $150 a year. No. All right, let's talk about that pop-up at the beginning when you're going to log into something that says, I'm not a robot. Now, I was told that was to train AI. What we were doing was teaching AI what the sidewalk was or what a car was or what a bike was. All the pictures that they give us that are scrambled, AI could not determine which was which. So the reason why they would show us is that as humans, we would teach the AI how to determine what was what. Now I come to find out of some other shit. Stories out of Unilad. Let's all admit it. We really don't know what happens when you click that security pop-up that asks us if we're a robot on web pages. Many of us assume that the I'm not a robot button is a check mark, which is an actual robot. Are we telling a robot that we're not a robot? I am not a robot. Button is a check mark, which is actually a robot. Wouldn't be able to spot that easily. That wouldn't be able to spot that easily. And let a site know that this thing in front of them and in front of the screen is a human being and then an AI pretending to be an AI. Excuse me. God damn it, what a tongue twister. The button is not that smart, but this thing is called a Kapachi. And what that stands for is completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. And it definitely sounds like they wanted an acronym for catching... So stupid. For catching robots off guard, you're an idiot. Ticking the box is not the point. It's how you behave before you tick the box, Sandy explained in to a panel. I think this lady like invented it or some shit. So to be honest, I can't tell you all the details because it's kept secret because they don't want people trying to cheat the test. But broadly speaking, if you check the box and it prompts the website to check. Oh, shit. When you check the box, it prompts the website to check your browser history. There it is. You're over there fucking trying to find out if that's actually a bike or if it's not a bike because it's only like the back of the tire. And then it tells you you're wrong because it's just going through your browser history, finding out all the shit you got going on. And it's training AI. That's what they didn't want to talk about it, but it's for sure training AI. But hey, 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 that's the show. I know. My name is Kasabian. Oh, wrong one. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Why? You know, I work hard for these views. All right, y'all. And that's the difference between me and you.